The development of swing music was a slow evolution to which many different composers, arrangers, and musicians contributed. Among the men who should be given credit for the sound of the big bands is Larry Clinton. Although not a bold innovator, as an arranger, he developed a simplified riff style that just about every swing band copied. But later, when he became one of the top bandleaders of the era, he was best known for a sweet-styled band featuring one of the finest singers of the day. Hello, this is Carl Gerke, and you're listening to Big Band Spotlight. Today on the program, the music of Larry Clinton.
Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, all get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. God, who put my cheaters on? Jeepers, creepers, Where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
The Larry Clinton Orchestra from about 1938, Ford Leary on the vocals with Jeepers Creepers. And we also heard B. Ween with the Larry Clinton Orchestra with a Clinton original called Let Her Go. That was something that Clinton originally wrote for Glenn Gray and the Kessa Loma Orchestra. Larry Clinton on Big Band Spotlight. Hello, I'm Carl Gerke, and this is Big Band Spotlight. Today on the program, we're going to be listening to the music of Larry Clinton, who was an arranger, composer, bandleader, and multi-instrumentalist from the big band era. First began arranging for the Ferdy Grofé Orchestra in 1932. Grofé was the man who was one of the pioneering arrangers himself, having written for Paul Whiteman back in the 1920s. He was the guy that originally orchestrated Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Later, Clinton started working for the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1935, just about 2 weeks before Tommy Dorsey left that band and it became the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And then in 1936, he moved on to the Kessa Loma Orchestra, a cooperative band led by Glenn Gray. That band had already been around for about 6-7 years by then and was starting to sound old hat. So they hired a young Larry Clinton, 26 years old at that time, to sort of give the band more of a modern feel. Here are a pair of Larry Clinton arrangements for the Glenn Gray Kessa Loma Orchestra, beginning with Royal Garden Blues, and then a Clinton original called A Study in Brown. Thank you. The Glenn Gray Casaloma Orchestra with an original by Larry Clinton, recorded in February of 1937, A Study in Brown. And we also heard the Casaloma Orchestra from 1936 with Clinton's arrangement of a jazz classic called Royal Garden Blues. Larry Clinton's influence as an arranger and composer was really considerable because he was responsible to a large degree for the simple, catchy riff tunes that almost any band could play, and they were the hallmark of all the swing bands, from Benny Goodman to Glenn Miller to Charlie Barnett to all the minor bands as well. They all had those catchy little riff tunes. It was really something that Clinton learned from Fletcher Henderson's brother, Horace Henderson. He was the one that really perfected those riff pieces, and Larry Clinton kind of simplified them a little bit. After working for the Glenn Gray Casaloma Orchestra, Larry Clinton moved on in 1937 to join the arranging staff of Tommy Dorsey, and he produced a couple of number one big hit recordings for the Dorsey Orchestra. The first came in 1937 in May of that year, April of that year, Satan Takes a Holiday, and then in October 1937, it was something called the Dipsy Doodle, both of these big instrumental hits for the Dorsey Orchestra. And when you listen to Dipsy Doodle, you'll hear a thing that Larry Clinton developed that became a cliche for the swing era, and that's that upbeat trombone glissando, that rawr. So listen for that. You can hear that on the Dipsy Doodle. Here's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with arrangements by Larry Clinton. Thank you.
the thing to beware. The gypsy doodle will get in your hair, and if it gets you, it couldn't be worse. The things you say will come out in reverse, like you love I and me love you. That's the way the gypsy doodle works. The gypsy doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late, and then you're in such a terrible state, like the moon jumped over the cow hay diddle. That's the way the gypsy doodle works. When you think that you're crazy, you're the victim of the gypsy doodle. But it's not your mind that's hazy, it's your tongue that's at fault, not your noodle. You better listen and try to be good, and try to do all the things that you should. The gypsy doodle will get you someday. You'll think you're crazy, the things that you say, like rhythm got I and hot am I. That's the way the gypsy doodle works.
That was Edith Wright singing with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, October of 1937, the Dipsy Doodle, and we also heard Dorsey in 37 with Satan Takes a Holiday, two originals by arranger Larry Clinton. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, the music of Larry Clinton. Not long after writing those hits for Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Larry Clinton decided to organize his own band, and he did that partially through the financial backing of Tommy Dorsey himself, who financed a number of other bands, including the early Les Brown Orchestra. At first, Clinton was just using studio musicians that he would use on radio and records, and he did that before actually organizing a permanent band, which he eventually did in 1938. One of the unfortunate things for Larry Clinton is that he didn't form his own band until masterminding the sounds of the Dorsey Band and the mid-30s Glenn Gray Casaloma Orchestra. So Clinton's band never really sounded much more than an imitation of those bands, but the music was very much Larry Clinton's. Here's the Clinton Orchestra from 1937, Clinton original, called Glen Island Hop.
refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can you see? It never can be. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go to my head. You go to my head.
B. Wayne was one of the finest big band singers, and Larry Clinton had her for a couple of years. There she was, doing a wonderful job on You Go to My Head from 1938, and we also heard Larry Clinton's instrumental hit, Glen Island Hop. Coming up on Big Band Spotlight, we'll hear more from B. Wayne, and we'll also hear Clinton's biggest hit, which he got courtesy of Claude Debussy. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. You're listening to Big Band Spotlight, and I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, we're hearing the music of the Larry Clinton Orchestra. He started out with a swing band, but soon he was playing sweet and featuring one of the finest singers of the big band era. of Larry Clinton's first recordings after he left the Tommy Dorsey Band as an arranger. That came from October 15th, 1937, Larry Clinton's original called The Big Dipper. This is Big Band Spotlight, and I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, we're featuring the music of one of the big-name leaders of the band era. His name is Larry Clinton, and from 1937 to 1941, he had one of the top orchestras. And much of that band's success was due not only to Clinton's arranging ability, but also due to a vocalist by the name of Bee Wayne. She was just 19 years old when she joined Clinton in 1937. She was a very distinctive musical singer, and this came at a time when plenty of the female singers were bland vocalists who were hired mainly for their beauty and their ability to fill out their gowns. But Clinton had a very musical singer. One of her hallmarks was that she had a very thick New York accent, but she had a nice, full, swinging style, and it was very much patterned after Helen Ward, who was Benny Goodman's first vocalist back in 1935. Clinton started out as sort of a swing band leader. In fact, he was writing a lot of swing charts for Tommy Dorsey, and before that, Glenn Gray Casa Loma Orchestra. But once he started having success with the Bee Wayne vocals, he started moving more to the sweet side of things. Here's the Clinton Band from November of 1937, Bee Wayne on the vocals. This is called True Confession.
Thank you.
so pure, ah, so bright, burst her beauty on my sight. Oh, so mild, oh, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine. Ere I saw her sweet face, on my heart there was no trace of that love from above that in sorrow now I face. But alas, thou art gone, and in grief I mourn alone. Life a shadow doth seem, and my joy a fleeting dream, a fleeting dream. None so rare, none so fair, here is my poor heart, none to compare. Ah, so mild, ah, so divine, you beguile this heart of mine. Martha, Martha, I implore thee, leave me not to deep and dark despair. Never leave me, nor deceive me. Come and share thy boon with me. Oh, come and share thy boon, love, with me.
Larry Clinton Orchestra with an adaptation of Martha, B. Wayne on the vocals. That was recorded February 11th, 1938. And we also heard Clinton with B. Wayne and True Confession from 1937. Martha was something adapted from the classical repertoire, and Larry Clinton became known for doing that. It was something that was quite the vogue in the late 1930s to adapt classical themes in a ballad or to swing them a little bit. And Clinton did that with the music of Tchaikovsky and Debussy. In fact, that led to one wag to say that with Larry Clinton, it goes in one ear and comes out his pen. His adaptation of the music of Claude Debussy led to a huge, huge hit. It was called My Reverie. B. Wayne again on the vocals. This is July 1938.
of romance could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me. Without you, life will never begin to be. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie.
Tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finn and Hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Da 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 da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats me so well.
Version of the Cole Porter song, My Heart Belongs to Daddy. B. Wayne, the singer there at the Larry Clinton Orchestra, November of 1938, and a big, big, big hit in the swing era, My Reverie, adapted from the music of Claude Debussy. That came from July of 1938. Again, B. Wayne on the vocals. You're listening to Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke, and today on the program we're hearing the music of one of the name bands of the swing era, Larry Clinton. Larry Clinton was not really known for having outstanding soloists in his band. It was an orchestra known for having a comfortable, bouncy swing that really made it ideal for dancing. And it really wasn't that exciting of an arranged band. The colors that it used were fairly bland and inoffensive, but it made a solid hit with listeners. It was also a very, very professional, very polished band. For example, it recorded a total of 214 sides from 1937 to 1941, and of all those records, only 11 required more than a first take. So compare that to other orchestras. Usually in a three-hour session, they would record four songs, but Clinton's orchestra was usually able to complete six. After My Reverie, probably the second biggest hit for the Clinton Orchestra was Deep Purple, coming in December of 1938, and again, it's B. Wayne on the vocals.
Thank you.
stereotypical big band riff tune from 1940, but those stereotypes, many of them, were developed by Larry Clinton. Dig Me Honey, a Clinton original with his orchestra in 1940, July 10th of that year, and we also heard a big Larry Clinton hit with B. Wayne on the vocals, Deep Purple, from 1938. In 1941, Larry Clinton broke up his orchestra and entered the U.S. Air Force. He'd always been fascinated by flying and became such a good pilot that he became a flight instructor, first in U.S. and then in China. And later during the war, he became in charge of entertainment near Calcutta, India. After the war, he came back and led another band for a few years, from about 1948 to 1950, and then later worked in music publishing and in the recording industry before retiring in 1960 to goof and golf, as he said. And he also wrote some science fiction stories as well. And he stayed in retirement until he died in 1985. We'll wind up this big band spotlight with a little bit of recording that Larry Clinton did in the late 1950s, sort of a revival of some of his original hits. This is Johnson Rag. Big Band Spotlight is produced for South Dakota Public Radio at the studios of WCAL-FM, Northfield, Minnesota. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening.